Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, good afternoon. I'm Ken McDonald, Wildlife Division Administrator, and I'll be batting cleanup here for the Wildlife Division with a number of habitat projects. So the first one we have up is we're seeking final approval on a conservation easement known as the Whiskey Ridge Conservation Easement. This is a 4,619 acre easement adjoining the Missouri River breaks about 8.5 miles north of Winifred. It is kind of split between hunting districts 416 and 426. This easement is about 75% native vegetation, primarily a mixed sagebrush grassland, which are both priority habitats for our Habitat Montana program. With the easement, there's also some incorporated leased state lands that would result in a total conservation footprint of about 15,500 acres. We would look to implement a grazing system that covers the deeded and the leased acres. There's many species of game and non-game wildlife that will benefit from this easement. Of particular note is the Southern Missouri Breaks or Hunting District 482 Bighorn Sheep herd. This is a large herd, part of that breaks metapopulation that is world renowned. Some other aspects of this easement, like most of our easements, this will prevent subdivision. It'll maintain that native habitat and will limit development on the land. The easement does allow for two residences and two cabin site footprints. However, the parcel may not be split, so it'll remain as a large intact a contiguous parcel in perpetuity if this easement is approved. One of the unique aspects to this easement that was negotiated because of its proximity to this bighorn sheep herd is that the easement prohibits the raising, grazing, or presence of domestic sheep, llamas, or goats. And that's again because of the disease concerns with the bighorn sheep. The easement will also provide a minimum of 400 hunter days per year to public hunters, including access for sheep hunters. The easement itself, the proposal went through a public review process. It included scoping ahead of an EA, preparation of an EA, and then a 30-day public comment period on that environmental assessment. We received a total of 39 comments. 38 were in support of the proposal. One was not in support, primarily due to concerns about wear and tear on the roads in the area. Based on the value of the habitat and of the overall project, and based on the strong support for the project, a decision notice was signed to move forward with the easement. So we're looking for final approval. The cost of the easement is $2,063,437. You'll note this is a little bit below the appraised value noted on the cover sheet, and that difference is due to a policy of paying a discounted price for cultivated lands, which tend to appraise for more than intact native habitat, but have limited value for wildlife. So we have a process of figuring out the amount of cultivated land, and we pay 50% of the appraised value for that land, recognizing that it has a lower value for wildlife. The amount paid includes primarily Habitat Montana funding. We're also putting in $760,000 of sheep auction money because of the importance of this easement to bighorn sheep. We've also got commitments for contributions from the Montana and the National Wild Sheep Foundation, from the Northwest Energy, from their mitigation funds, and from the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Trust, or what was known as the Canyon Ferry Trust, as well as a small donation from SCI. And so with that, we would like to ask for your approval of this great project, and do want to shout out a thanks to all those other contributors. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve the Whiskey Ridge Conservation Easement as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Second. Questions or comments from the commission? I'm going to turn it out to public comment, and then I'll bring it back for the commission. Any public comment? We have a caller in, commenter ending in 432.
Hello, this is Brian Solon at Montana Wild Sheep Foundation.
Hello, Brian. Go ahead.